NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the Navy are relaunching the recovery mission of a Civil War-era submarine. The blueprints of the USS Alligator were discovered last year in a French naval archive. It's hoped the newfound documents will provide clues about how quickly the ship sank and help pinpoint where it went down. The Alligator was built by French inventor Brutus de Villeroy, who traveled to the United States to sell his ideas because the French government kept declining his work. Catherine Marzan of NOAA went to a French museum to search for information on de Villeroy. Digging through an old dusty box of rejected inventions, she found her prize.
I was already very excited, but I didn't dare hope that indeed I could find the treasure chest of all these things.
According to naval historian Jim Christley, this treasure chest reveals a wealth of technical information about the early submarine.
Whenever you have gaps in your information, you try to fill them in with whatever good information and documents you have. When you come across documents like this, it fills in a lot of gaps in a hurry. And it gives us a much better idea of what this thing is on the bottom that we're looking for.
The blueprint showed the submarine was shaped like a fountain pen, round on one end and pointed at the tip. It was approximately 47 feet long, 5.5 feet tall, and had man-powered oars sticking out of its sides, making it look like a reptile when it was halfway above the water. The Alligator's place in history is dwarfed by the Confederate sub the H.L. Hunley, which sunk a Union battleship but went down in the process. The Hunley was recovered from the coast of South Carolina in the year 2000. Navy Commander Richard Poole says the Alligator's recovery effort has a more modest budget than that of the Hunley.
It's been done on a very low-key, small scale. And I think that's how the process is going to go on. It's going to be an incremental process rather than one great big push, either in terms of effort or money.
The Alligator cost $14,000 to build and never saw combat. It was being tugged to a battle in Charleston when a storm threatened the lives of the tugboat crew and the line was cut. No one was aboard when the Alligator was lost. Pictures of the USS Alligator and its blueprints are at npr.org.